Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A middle school student is in custody after stabbing and injuring two school employees this afternoon in Northeast Philadelphia. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It was just after noontime when a student at Castor Gardens Middle School on Cottman Avenue attacked two school staffers.
There was no provocation, no warning. The student pulled out a knife and injured the two employees.
District spokeswoman Monique Braxton says it wasn't known what set the student off. The two staffers suffered minor injuries. Philadelphia police say a 63-year-old woman was stabbed on the left side. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. A 31-year-old woman was stabbed in the right arm. She refused to be treated. Castor Gardens, formerly Woodrow Wilson Middle School, does have metal detectors, but Braxton says it's unclear how the knife got into the school.
We are not sure how that occurred, but the Office of School Safety is investigating that now.
The student was taken into custody and police say they recovered a weapon.
The school day continued after the incident and Braxton says counselors were made available for students. Police in Montgomery County made a heroic water rescue Tuesday morning after a car plunged into the Schuylkill River in Ballykinwood. KYW's Justin Udo was at the scene.
It was a little after 9 a.m. when a 911 call went out that a woman in a car had plunged into the Schuylkill River along Riders Ferry Road. That's according to Lower Merion Police Lieutenant Edward Sarama, who says first responders immediately jumped into action when they got the call to the AFC Fitness Gym in Ballykinwood, where the incident took place.
Two police officers, a firefighter and an employee from AFC, went into the water. See the woman from the car.
The 77-year-old woman was taken to Lincoln Hall Hospital in critical condition. Bob says he was notified about the incident on the Citizens app and came to see the heroic rescue in person.
And then they were, pulling her out. I didn't really see much more than that.
The woman's car was removed from the river a few hours later. The officials who rescued her were taken to the hospital for evaluations.
The AFC Fitness Club was closed for the day. Is there a way the state can find money to pull SEPTA back from its fiscal cliff? Governor Shapiro says he's working on it. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA is planning steep fare increases and deep service cuts while it tries to fend off strikes threatened by its city transit and suburban drivers. The transit agency has a $153 million budget hole in this fiscal year. The Republican-led state Senate ended the current session without acting on Governor Shapiro's proposals to provide more transit funding. So State Rep. Ben Waxman wrote a letter to Shapiro last week asking him to shift federal highway funding to transit. At a news conference Tuesday at the Bellwether District, the governor addressed the idea.
What he's proposing is a stopgap measure. We need a long-term solution, but I also recognize that we can't let SEPTA fail, and I'll have more to say about this in the coming weeks.
Waxman in his letter said Pennsylvania has flexed 2% of its federal highway funds to transit over the last decade. A historic bridge built in 1897 for a now-defunct West Fairmount Park trolley system is getting restoration work done as a part of a current-day recreational trail. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
There's scaffolding set up where work is being done inside the tunnel of the 32-foot long, 6-foot wide skew arch bridge. There are 14 individual brick ribs set at a 30-degree skew. Kelly Quimby is a conservation technician for Fairmount Park Conservancy, the nonprofit spearheading the restoration.
Fairmount Park Conservancy has several different departments working here. We have our facilities department, which is doing the graffiti removal. The conservation team is doing the masonry work. And then the volunteer department is also here doing work on the bridge, removing the invasives and also, you know, just keeping the bridge clear of unwanted vegetation.
Elements of the original Fairmount Park Transit Company's trolley line that shut down in 1946 are incorporated into the wooded trail, including the skew arch bridge. Major economic and infrastructure projects across Pennsylvania are getting a big boost thanks to a new executive order signed by Governor Josh Shapiro aimed at speeding up their permitting process. KYW's Nigel Thompson reports from the site of the Philadelphia refinery explosion, where its revitalization project stands to win big after the new order.
The Bellwether District, the massive development slated for the former site of the Philadelphia refinery, is just the kind of project Governor Josh Shapiro had in mind when signing off on his new fast-track permit initiative.
These big complex projects like Bellwether are really important in order for us to streamline and organize around.
The permit fast-track program is the third pillar of Shapiro's efforts to make permitting easier for businesses big and small across the state. The first was the newly created Office of Transformation and Opportunity, and the second is a payback program to compensate businesses when permitting takes too long. Ben Kirshner runs the Office of Transformation and Opportunity.
Speed and service is what the private sector wants.
Shapiro put emphasis on speed.
The speed at which you get that permit or that license can mean the difference between opening up your new business on time and on budget or falling behind from the start.
The new initiative also creates a dashboard for businesses and project managers to track their necessary permits at both the state and municipal levels. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.